Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Bonjour everyone and welcome to the very first episode of my new live YouTube show, which is called Quantum Wave. I'm so excited to be able to share with you the body of work that I have been channeling for a little while now and that I share across different platforms, in online courses, in live programs, and different episodes that I have already shared on YouTube and Spotify. But I felt that I wanted to have a place where I could diligently, consistently share all of this amazing body of work because it has changed my life completely. And it has also changed the lives of so many people that have already had the chance to receive it and apply it. So this Quantum Wave show is here to serve everyone that is interested to understand more about their own divine nature. How to really ground into the knowing that we are divine spiritual beings having a human experience. It is here to help us reclaim the truth of our own divinity by reactivating what is already present. So we always share from the foundation, the premise that we are whole and complete already, that we are already residing within the one unified field, that we are already perfect, that we are already masters of the light. It is just that as we have a human experience, our work, our job is to remember that and come to the full embodiment of our unique soul blueprint. And the way I share with my High Council is often quite direct, deep, but it can also be very playful and joyful. So all the teachings that I share, it's always channeled. So yes, I have already received that for many years now, so I can just talk about it, you know, for hours on end. But every transmission during this show, Quantum Wave, is actually channeled. Every time I show up here for you live, and as you watch me on the replay, you know that I have taken time to tune into the field to perceive what was needed to be shared next. And there is always going to be some subtle variation, some shift changing from what I have written down, which is always like a few words that come before, okay, let's dive into this subject, and the actual dynamic that I perceive from the people watching and also receiving on the replay. So it is really exciting because it's a very interactive. So if you don't know me, if it's new for you to join this show, my name is Sandrine. So I'm a spiritual teacher and ascension mentor. And yes, I call myself spiritual teacher because this is my body of work, or the body of work that I channel. And because this is something that I am on the path of mastering myself and that I apply in my life every single day. I call myself a spiritual teacher because everything that I teach is body embodiment of our divinity. I call myself an ascension mentor because I am here as well to allow other people to remember what ascension is. And I say allow other people to remember because you already know what it is. You have already ascended. You have already ascended on planet Earth and also in alternate realities and parallel lives, as we will learn more about later. And so it is just about switching the frequencies that you vibrate at on an everyday level so you can more easily remember that and embody that no matter what happens. So I work as a channel and as a trans channel. So basically, I'm in continuous co-creation with my High Council. So when I say we because I want to acknowledge the fact that I'm co-creating with beings of the light. So I also work really, and all my students know that it's like I am far from being perfect. I always try to check as much as possible my ego, you know, because I know very well that my human centering is on the journey of mastery. My human centering is on the journey of ascension, of enlightenment. My soul is multidimensional. My soul is pure. My soul is crystalline. My soul is very advanced. My soul has been on planet Earth all the time. I know it's not very hard, heard of often, but this is what I have received. This is what I have, you know, learned to understand, is that my oversoul network, the greater architecture that I am, has always been projecting on Earth. It's part of my purpose, and it's why I am here. So I can go, we can go with my High Council in many different timelines. We talk a lot about ancient civilizations like Atlantis, Lemuria, ancient Egypt, Chambala, more tribal, also ancient civilizations, hidden civilizations, Earth realm civilizations. We also talk about star races very often. As you know, I'm very galactic. Can see behind me, I've got lots of galactic friends represented behind my wall. I also connect with a lot of dragons and totem animals doing more like shamanic practices. So it is very multidimensional. It is really connected to a lot of beings of the light that we co-create with. So I say we when I teach, when I share, because I want to honor my beautiful family of the light, who is always here by my side, sharing so much love and so many amazing, mind-blowing teachings and messages with humanity. So if you are here watching live, don't hesitate to say hi. Hi, Tiny, it's nice to see you. Hi in the comments, because it's really nice. I really enjoy receiving love hearts and little emojis or little words in the comment section. If you are on the watch on the replay, thank you also, you know, for sharing, because this show, I want this show to be interactive. So as much as possible, join live if you can, you know, because then you can ask me questions. So every time I share things that you don't really understand, please type in the comments, because I'm very aware that a lot of the vocabulary that we use is not necessarily understood by many. I've had, you know, so many people come to me, it's like, oh, I'm really drawn to your content, Sandrine, I absolutely love it, but I'm not sure I really understand it that much. Or comments like, it's taken me a while to actually understand what you talk about. And it's just like an energy thing. I'm drawn into your vortex, but I would love to know more precisely what you talk about. So this is why I'm creating Quantum Wave. It is to really meet this desire that I have really felt from so many of you to receive more of the teachings that we share on a practical level, and also to be able to answer questions. So you can always type questions in the comments during the live, but also on the replay, because I will keep on checking and I will keep on answering, because my purpose, my heart desire, my willingness is to really serve humanity, to serve you and every single human being to the best of my ability. So of course, you know, like I'm busy, I take my weekends off as much as possible and things like that, but you know, I try my best to be available. Today, we are going to start by sharing more about what fractal dynamics mean, because this is the name of the body of work that we share with humanity. So this body of work is actually coming from source frequency, from Sophia God, from the universe, whatever you want to call that. And it is a very potent frequency. It's 12-dimensional frequency coming from the seventh plane of existence. So this frequency is coming. When I tune into this frequency, oh, this is my cute little dog. You get to know him. His name is Joey Con. Joey Con, say hi. He loves being on my lap, but he was just chewing on his bone. Say hi, Joey. Okay. So this body of work, it's actually a frequency that comes from source consciousness, and that me and my High Council together, we receive and we interpret with the decipher. Because when I tune really into the frequency, which I do, it's just not even, it's not words. It's not like, oh, this is, you know, what it means. This is how you're going to teach it. No, it's just like, like it's really weird, very high-pitched sound. And the frequency, like, it knocks me down at times, especially when I first started receiving. I was just like completely wiped after receiving chunk of this, you know, body of work. But now I've become more accustomed to it. But the frequency is so high that I need to take time to integrate it. I need to understand what it means. I need to channel my high council of light that are here to help me. So, for example, I would have Acturians. The Acturian star race is very good to help me understand how this body of work is healing for humanity, to really help humanity heal the trauma that we have suffered from eons. For as long as humanity can actually remember, we have been traumatized from one end to another, like all humans, all races, all religion, all you know, all genders, all people, some to much greater extent than others, of course. But if we place that through the wheels of life of karma, is that as soul, we have also, most of us experience trauma. And if it's not on planet Earth, it is in other star systems. So the Acturians, for example, are going to really help me understand this body of work as healing. But if I take that and I chat about it with my Andromedan friends, the Andromedan friends are going to talk about the architecture of this body of work to understand life, the creation of life itself from Source, who decided to create, you know, life. And so the architecture of the fractal. If I talk to my Palladian family about fractal dynamics, it's all about the center point of the fractal, how the heart is the most advanced quantum technology that we can find in the whole multiverse and how we really need to focus on that. So you can see that we get very precise into the refinement of the understanding of what it is about. And it starts with the fractal in itself, but then it evolves into many different branches, because then we can go into talking about parallel lives. What are parallel lives? How are they created? Why is it interesting to know about them? Alternate realities, which is different from parallel lives. How we can time and space travel? How do we shapeshift? How do we levitate and things like that? So we can go really on these like really, really wide tangents. We can talk about, you know, aliens and star races, and it's all also talking about soul alignment. It's always coming from a place of we are sovereign divine beings of the light that are always living in the one unified field. Let's remember that and let's work with that from that. So we work on really activating greater level of soul embodiment, also connecting with our purpose. Why are we here? So these are some of the amazing themes that we are going to dive into in Quantum Wave, this live show happening on YouTube. Oh, and I can see many different comments popping. Thank you so much. Oh, lucky to be able to join live. Thank you, Dana. It's so nice to see you. You're here. Yes, your words make my heart sing. Ooh, thank you so much. Thank you for your share. Oh, thank you very much for your words. Oh, yay, Angie. It's so nice to see you here. Oh, I'm going to see Angie for the first time in person in Sedona in September. I'm going there. Yes, I love this. Thank you so much. Thank you for your love and your beautiful words. I really appreciate you and I love you too. Okay, so let's dive in. I always have a little whiteboard, my favorite tool. So we have a fractal, which is very basic, this very basic architecture. So this is the fractal in itself. So the fractal has a center point and it has this perimeter here. So a fractal is everything. So a fractal can be a human being. A fractal can be an eye. It can be the nervous system. It can be a limb. A fractal is also DNA strand. A fractal is also a cell. A fractal is also an atom. A fractal is also an electron. Then a fractal can be a country. The fractal can be the whole of the Earth. The fractal can be our solar system. So the fractal is a quantum technology. So we talk as quantum beings because we are quantum beings. So these are quantum teachings. And me personally, with my high council, so when we talk about quantum, we talk about the relationship between the microcosm and the macrocosm. So often in scientific terms, the quantum is the microscopic element. So we go all the way to the atom, and the atom, we can see that there is the neutron and then there is the electron. And everything is there, you know, that the microcosm. But here we talk also about the macrocosm. And so quantum is really the dynamic between both. Because we are quantum beings, these teachings that come from Sophia God, from the universe, come from a very, like, the highest source of knowledge, if you like. So we share the laws of the universe. And some of the laws, they are already known, you know, they have already been shared in humanity. We just explain them differently. So the laws always say, as above, so below. As within you, so is outside of you. So the law talks about polarities to start with. The divine polarity of masculine or feminine. We could say of high frequency or low frequency, or good or bad. So when we talk about the quantum, we come from the conscious understanding that duality, polarity, is part of life itself. It is often misunderstood because a lot of humans believe that polarity and duality is a curse that humanity suffers from. That is completely erroneous. Duality and polarity is the birth of creation itself. There would be no life if there was no polarity and duality. Because to start with, the creation of life says, first, there is nothing, the void, which is also everything, which is the quantum space of infinite possibilities. We can see it as the dark womb of the Divine Mother, where there's nothing, literally, we can see a thing in darkness. But everything is just waiting to be activated. We can see that outside of ourselves, but inside of ourselves, we are quantum beings because we have space within our atoms, and the space between our nucleus and our electron is the infinite quantum space. That is the dark void. If we were to remove the quantum space that is present within our atoms, the actual physical structure would hold on, like literally, that would be our physical structure, like this. It's tiny, isn't it? Yeah, like learning about quantum physics is absolutely mind-blowing. They ask me to, because they want me to be able to share that when my human is, to start with, not science at all. So we share this with you because we want you to understand that when Source was in the no-breath phase, so everything, like breath is life, so we often teach that when there is an exhale, life is born. And when there is an inhale, life is recalled back. It's like drawing back. So God was within itself. And then God had a thought. And the thought was, who am I? It is often shared in ancient scripture. Who am I? And to be able to know itself, God needed to create itself, a perfect replica of itself. So what happened is that God created the exact, well, of course, it's not the same shape, but it's the exact same structure was created. So there was this mirroring effect possible, and God could witness itself. So from first dimension came the second dimension. And as the interaction between God and its own reflection was created, waves of energy were created, and from the waves of energy created, the third dimension, which is also a fractal, was created. And because everything happens as above and so below, there is also fourth dimension that was created. And then it continued like that. I'm not going to go and talk about further dimensions. But basically, the teachings of fractal dynamics are revolutionary because they allow us to realize and understand that we are the unified field already, and we exist within the expression of polarity, of observation. So we are God, and we observe ourselves. And by observing ourselves, we get to know ourselves. When we get to know ourselves, what we create? Reality. We create third dimension. Here, I would love to invite you not to think about 3D as low vibe. That is not the case. This is the expression of the mirroring effect. So when we know ourselves, when we express who we are, when we continue doing the inner work of saying, who am I, who am I, who am I, we can remove, I'm not that, I'm not that, I'm not that. And then it's like, I'm that, I'm that, I'm that. And therefore, we pull reality out. We pull reality out through the negative and the positive, through the low vibe and the positive vibe. If we have continuously low feelings, low emotions, low thoughts about ourselves, who am I? I'm useless. I'm unworthy, I'm broken, I will never heal, you know, I'm not home here on planet Earth because I'm from the stars, I am so lost, nobody's going to ever love me. We create a reality based on that because the mirroring effect is simply saying this is who I am, so this is the reality that I get to live. When we instead choose to have a mirroring effect based on upper frequencies, then it means that we can say, huh, I'm funny. I'm kind, I am generous, I'm loving, I'm courageous, I am multifaceted because I love to sing, I love to dance. Sometimes I feel like I'm an introvert, something I feel like I'm an extrovert. Sometimes I want to change my hair. Sometimes I want to travel the world. Sometimes I just don't want to see anyone. Sometimes I want to change jobs. Sometimes I'm very happy in the job I am, where I am. So I'm multidimensional, I'm multifaceted. I'm an amazing being. Let's continue getting to know myself. So be very mindful. Here is already a practice that you can do at home, they say. What is the mirror that you are using to interact with yourself? When we work with this body of work, we use always the analogy of we are the angel behind a human. My students know that very well. It's become a thing. You know, we talk about our human. So it is coming from this understanding that we are a fractal. Okay, so they want me to say that we are going to learn in further episodes about why we are God ourselves. Why do we say that we are this God mirroring itself? Because of a fractal is like an equation of God. We are simply our unique equation, our unique algorithm, if you like, our unique blueprint. We will learn about that later, okay? But here, let's, you know, go with this. We are literally this fractal here, which is a unique expression of God, of Sophia Christ. At the center point of our fractal is actually our heart. So the heart is a portal. So this body of work says that when we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal, which is our heart center, we can literally be fully soul aligned, activating the observer effect, the quality of detachment. And then observe our human, and our human would kind of like oscillate here, 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 and there. So when we work with fractal dynamics, we say, okay, I am the angel behind my human. So I am observing all of my human's thoughts, reactions, emotions, desires, experiences equally. There's zero judgment. That in itself is big, isn't it? How can we be the angel behind a human that accepts everything that the human go through, everything that the humans experiences equally. Equally means zero judgment, zero shame. That is in itself the work that we are here to be doing. Because the angel is going to see the human. Oh yeah, like today my human is super cool. My human is kind, my human is happy, my human is connecting to her abundance, she's feeling it and so on. Go on, human, I love you, you're amazing. Wait a few days, the human is going to be like, oh, just like I'm so lost in my life. What's happening to me? I'm not from here. I have no money. I don't like my job. You know, I have no partner, or my partner is an asshole, or my partner is okay, but he doesn't understand me, and I don't know how to improve our relationship. I'm not fulfilled. And then the human has basically, you know, welcome to human life moment. You know, it's like, what on earth is happening to me? Why are we feeling like this now? Then, how can we be the angel observing the human having that? And placing ourselves as the human or the angel is going to make the whole difference. Because when we identify with our human, this is where and when we actually feel separated from our divine source. Because we are not anchored at the center pole of our fractal any longer. We identify with the oscillation of frequencies in our fractal. Sometimes we do this to represent frequencies of densities and frequencies very hyper. If you are familiar with yogic teachings, we could say that it is sattva at the center point, equilibrium. This is tamas, more lethargy. And here, this is rajas, a lot of activation. So when the human oscillates a lot between up and down, up and down, up and down, the angel that we are, the ability that we have to observe all of these fluctuations equally is going to maintain this conscious connection to the one unified field. So for example, my human, they love, my high council loves to take, you know, examples with me. So like, my life is spread all over media and in my online course and things like that. It's okay. I don't mind too much. I don't have anything to share, but it's always like we use myself as an example. So for example, the human Sandrine could be really stressed out about money frequency, you know, for a while. And then the human Sandrine is like dealing with that. And then human Sandrine has, you know, like, yay, lots of money coming in. And ooh, human Sandrine feels connected to life. And then human Sandrine is experiencing scarcity. Human Sandrine thinks there is something wrong with her. She's not mastering manifestation. She shouldn't be there now. So, yeah. So human Sandrine can move. And we share this with you because this is what I have experienced for a lot of my life. And I know a lot of people can relate to that, to scarcity and abundance mindset and how to move between these two, how to activate abundance while we think we're experiencing scarcity. It does not matter what the human is experiencing. As long as you reside at the center point of your fractal, you will be able to activate greater level of soul embodiment because your soul is infinite abundance. It is just a matter of time until what is mirroring back, what is being mirrored back at you is abundant. So we do not identify, we do not say, for example, I don't say, oh, I have no money. I say, my human Sandrine is feeling a restriction around money frequency easily flowing in the field. So I consciously create a distance, an observation point where I observe that human Sandrine is really struggling with that. So therefore, I can work with what I'm observing for my human. And we'll go more into details about that in future lessons, of course. But it gives us the ability to experience alchemical transmutation. Alchemical transmutation, it is the fastest way to experience accelerated evolution, to embody more of who we are, and to experience massive quantum leaps in our lives. I know because I have experienced that and I'm still experiencing it. So alchemical transmutation, transformation happens when we are so present within our heart portal that we can observe with equanimity everything that the human is experiencing and not jump on that wagon and create separation by identifying with the suffering, therefore dropping our frequencies. When we can stay anchored at the center point of our fractal all the time, it means that the center point of the fractal doesn't stay this small dot like this. The center point of the fractal grows because what we focus on grows, you know, that is low as well. You know, what we pay attention to becomes stronger. So this heart portal eventually becomes so big, so, so big that the fluctuations of the human are reduced. When we are always anchored here, no matter what, over our lifetime, that is enlightenment, basically. That is enlightenment. That is the state that many masters, ascended masters on planet Earth, have reached. And this is what's available to us. Many masters, ascended masters, enlightened beings have shared their own body of work on how to get there. So there are many ways that we can practice. The body of work that we share with my High Council is a pathway of alchemical transformation where we can get there. I'm walking along the way. You know, I'm not identifying with, you know, Master Buddha who spent so many years, you know, doing all the things. No. Yeah, I'm Sandrine, living in Wellington with my dog and kids, okay? So when we walk on that path of alchemical transmutation, what I can share, though, what I experience is that life becomes much easier. It becomes much easier because drama gets out. You know, there is really like no drama. Also, there is this feeling of courage and of pride that comes. Like sometimes, you know, I have a pretty intense day, like basically life on planet Earth happens, all of these things happen, and I'm like, oh, and I can feel my human sometimes going like, oh, it really wants to stick with the experience. Like I want to feel sorry for myself, I want to be really angry at someone or at a situation. I want to be frustrated. I'm like, oh, let's express anger, let's express frustration, but because my human needs that, and we'll go more into techniques about that later. But basically, I have been able more and more to keep a small percentage of myself observing my human, you know, having the experience. And just that has allowed me to heal, for example, the rage that I had. You know, for many years, I was suffering from pretty severe anger management issues. It was very destructive. It was really painful for myself and my family. And it does not happen any longer. Never, ever. Because I can see my human going on that tangent, but I observe and I can say, activate divine anger. It can happen when the kids are really pushing my butt and I'm like, I'm just going to roar like a dragon. And I basically, you know, bring the voice out and very strong boundaries. This you should not talk to this to your mother. But it's like really strong, healthy, fiery boundary to put the kids in place, you know what I mean? So they don't walk all over me and they don't, you know, make the house a chaos because, you know, it's like, I just want to be on my phone and do nothing. Love the kids. So this body of work of fractal dynamics has changed my entire life because when my human, for example, my human in this life is really working on templates of that have been, because I've been in humanity for, you know, eons. I was a monk, I was a sadhu, I was a nun for thousands and thousands of lifetimes. Great, because it means that my channeling ability is very connected. I'm very happy to go in meditation and be like, oh, I'm in bliss state, connected to God. But then when it comes to activating infinite abundance, very different because I vowed poverty over and over and over again. So it's like really locked into my, you know, my oversoul network, you know. Divine Union. Nowhere to be seen yet, you know. So there are these things that my human is kind of like really learning to reactivate, because in this life I really want to you know, enjoy as much as possible, you know, and be part of the world. So as I observe that, I have been able to find such great level of compassion towards myself. Honestly, I used to be so judgmental of myself. I used to hate myself, and I would say that I would hate myself. I would be judgmental about everything, always living in shame, living in guilt, living with regret, being angry at the world. It's just like I was completely, you know, oscillating continuously. And it didn't matter that I was, you know, channeling, that I was practicing healing, that I could, you know, foresee certain events because I'm psychic and see, like, it did not matter. I was profoundly unhappy. I was profoundly living a template of suffering in separation. So this body of work has saved me. It has saved me and my family and my connection with my children and my connection with friends, my connection to my purpose, my ability to show up. No matter what, no matter what my human is experiencing, my ability to be there for my body that is going through shifts as, you know, I age and as I experience different lifestyle, not that I want to upgrade into living really like from a fifth dimensional body. So this body of work that we are sharing here with you in Quantum Wave is revolutionary because it is applicable now. It makes a difference now. And it is simple. It is both quite advanced in its quantum teachings, and it is both simple. It is always coming back. Observe yourself. Know yourself. Who are you? Who are you being? Is your human willing to go into a very depressive state right now? Is your human really feeling like it's giving up on life? Okay. Observe this, even a tiny window, even if you feel all the feelings, it's very much like, you might be like me. You can type yes in the comment if you feel this. I watch a movie and the people I watch it with are so annoyed because I live passionately with the characters of the movie. I laugh and I cry and I'm outraged at what they think and what they do. And I'm like completely part of the movie. It's exhausting. At times, like, oh, that was not a relaxing movie. But it means that I feel the feelings of the character. Sometimes I identify with the characters in the movie. But when the movie ends, I know it's not me. So I kind of move on with my life, but I can reflect on why it triggered, it moved me so much. But it is very much here. It's like a metaphor we share with you because it's very much that we see the human having all of these feelings of saying like, I don't just like life on planet Earth, not for me. I've lost all desire to live. It's like, if we can keep a small window like that, this is a movie I'm observing, and I feel all the feelings, I feel all the emotions, all the suffering, all the traumas, all the thoughts. I feel them so strongly because I'm very strongly connected to this movie. This is a movie that is sharing my life here, but it is not me. It is not really me. It is not me because I am a fractal of God. So I am powerful beyond measure. I am courageous. I am magnificent. I am kind. I am abundant. I am resourceful. I am a freaking badass soul. Why am I a badass soul? Because I'm freaking on planet Earth right now during the freaking ascension process, the great awakening, the most important lifetime on planet Earth. My soul chose this current physical incarnation now. Does it say that I'm weak, that I'm useless, that I'm a piece of shit, that I don't deserve to be here, that I'm a mistake? No, it means the opposite. It means the opposite. It means that I am powerful beyond measure because my freaking soul, my oversoul network, my higher self, the whole that I am would never have put me in a situation that I would not be able to rise up from. That is the truth. There is not a chance that you were put on this earth by mistake. Mistakes don't exist. Everything is perfectly organized by the greater consciousness of all life that you are. You are a part of it and you are that. So the quantum wave will be here to shake you up. To shake you up so you can get your shit together and say, sometimes I'm allowed to feel very sad, very angry, very depressed, very lost. Yes, And we will learn how to handle that through quantum healing, through working with inner child, through doing the inner work. And then all the time, I will observe my human having that experience, because as I do that, I already reduce the intensity of my suffering. I diminish this tendency that I have of it is all or nothing. It's never all or nothing. We are multidimensional beings, for goodness sake. It's many things. It's all the things. So when you feel like you want to give up on life, when you feel that you're really angry, when you feel that you are very lost, that you live in scarcity, that you will never be able to do that, say, my human is feeling that. Because there is here no bypassing. We never bypass emotions. We never bypass trauma, suffering, reconciliation with the heart of our divinity. Never. It is the opposite. We wrap our arms around it and we bring it into our heart and we say, it is okay, human, to feel like this. Because you know what? Life on earth is not an easy ride. You know, if you had chosen to go for an easy ride, you probably wouldn't have chosen earth right now. So yes, human, yes, you're feeling all the feelings. What do you need right now? So for me, humans often need a blanket. I need a blanket. I need some nice material around my neck. I need warmth. I cannot handle being cold. So if it's winter here in New Zealand, I have a hot water bottle. The human needs to feel warm because then the human can relax. Great, let's give that to the human. Sometimes the human is so exhausted with physically, mentally, emotionally, with life. Human is going to say, I just really want to see no one and do nothing. Okay, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. We're going to take one day or even 1 hour or half a day, whatever we can take to give that to you. Because I am the angel of my human. So I'm going to look at the human's calendar and I'm going to shift things around. I'm going to call a few people. I'm going to say, look, I really need to rest. And here I can say I, because you know, humanity is not really used yet to saying my human. We can say that. I say that to my to my friends now and my students. I say, oh, look, my human really needs to rest right now. Can we postpone this meeting, please? And it's like, yep, sweet ass. So it's like, my human needs that. Sometimes human needs adventure. So how can humans have adventure? Oh, humans thinks that the human has no money, no time, no energy for adventures. Like, does human have a car? Maybe not. Is there a bus station nearby, a train station nearby? Why don't we take a ticket? Why don't we take the car to go to a town we've never been before, which is maybe like 20 kilometers away, and we just wander the street and we just take a coffee? Human is going to take very little. We can do that. A feeling of adventure is there. So we act always. We don't reject anything from the human. We embrace it all. We bring it. So the heart portal, when we place ourselves as the angel within our human, what happens is that we give permission for the heart to open up, for all the portals within the heart to literally open up and to say, I am ready to receive. And the heart can love through loving awareness, loving compassion, loving presence, everything that is present, everything that is there. All the good feelings and the not so good feelings are welcomed within the heart center. When we do that, the amount of relief that we feel is what's healing in itself. That is the transmutation, alchemical transmutation that we were talking about. Very often I have witnessed in myself, as well as in my students, my clients, instant shift like that. They might have carried very intense trauma for all of their lifetimes and more lifetimes, and still very present in the body, very present in the mind, in physical realm. Like, been doing, tried to do all sorts of healing, Reiki, shamanic works, all the things. Always a little bit helps, but still there. When we work like this, everything can be healed in an instant. Why? Because we work with the one unified field, with our God presence, our goddess presence, with love, as love heals all, love awakes all, love welcomes all, love is all. There is nothing else than love. So when we do that, we open up our arms, we open up our angelic wings, and we say, yes, no matter what you are experiencing, human, you are safe with me. We become our safe heaven. We become our own safe sanctuary. This is what we need. We often look for this sanctuary outside of ourselves because we haven't learned that this heaven is in, the heaven is within. Heaven is within. We are the safe heaven that we have been looking for. Okay? So this is the first session that we wanted to share with you today. So we went on many different tangents and we talked about many different things. I would love to encourage you to continue watching because we will be able to explore more of this dynamic as well as give you practical tools to use at home. For today, we would love to invite you to simply receive this transmission from your heart portal and feel how it feels, because this is very important. Quantum Wave is here as an offering. So we do not say this is the truth, this is the one thing that you need to follow to reach enlightenment. No, I'm not a guru, I'm never gonna go down that path. If I do, you're allowed to give me a slap in the face, even virtual, you know? No, we are here to say this is one path, one offering that is present for you. Take what feels good to you. Take what feels like, oh, it speaks to me. I can relate. I really like this. Because at times we might feel like there is a soul connection, but the human doesn't really like it. Because the human doesn't want to do too much work. The human can't be bothered. The human doesn't want to go into like the stickiness. So like and dislike is not much, it's not much of a compass or a barometer. We should never follow our likes and dislikes to make decisions, basically. It's more of this pull. It's like a desire. It's like a pull, a desire that is coming from us. We can really feel it. So when that happens, it's like our sovereign divine soul is saying, yes, there is something in that body of work that's going to be highly beneficial for you. So keep on listening, keep on watching, keep coming back to the teachings, keep watching the videos over and over again, because as you will realize, it is packed with information. I have students that have been with me for like 3 years. They keep on revisiting the teachings that I received 3 years ago. Okay? So I would love to share with you as well something very exciting, is that amongst the different gifts, I would say, or art that I love to express in this physical reality, one of them is to channel, one of them is to do readings, like psychic readings and things like that. So I thought for a while before starting the show, like, how can I bring that in more precisely to share with people? So I'm very excited to let you know that the last day of the month, so every last Sunday Pacific time or every last Monday Australian New Zealand time, I will be doing live. At the same time on YouTube, during Quantum Wave, I will be offering a free mini channel reading to someone. So how are we going to choose who receives it? You can participate. I have one of my assistants whose name is Edlyn. Thank you, Edlyn, for helping out. Edlyn is going to basically count points. So one entry is 1 point. So here is what you need to do. And you can start now. You need to take a photo with your phone of the transmission. So it can happen live, but also on the replay. So everyone on the replay, you can also participate. Yay! So you take a photo of me here, and then you go and you post it in your stories on Instagram. And then you can tag me. Please tag me, otherwise we cannot track your entry, right? And you can just share like a nice word. Oh, I love Quantum Wave, or Quantum Wave is so cool, and so on. And then you can just share that. So we can see that you have posted because you tagged at Sendreams. The second thing that you can do is to share the actual link of this episode, as then on the replay, on your Facebook. And again, you share on your Facebook and you say, oh, I love this show, Quantum Wave. Thank you, at Sandrines. And there you can tag me. You can tag me, my business name, Sandrines. Or if you are a friend on Facebook, you can also tag Sandrine Sauvenier. One share, one point. After you have done that, very important, on the video, under the comment section, simply say, hey, I've participated, I have shared on Facebook, or I have shared on Instagram, or I have shared on both. So it means that Edlyn can track. So she can track who has participated. So if you do that for every episode, three times, like, you know, every comment, one Facebook, one Instagram, and then one comment under the YouTube video, it means that you have 3 points multiplied by three, multiplied by three. It means that you quickly gain points. And so at the end, we will see the people that have the most points, and we will randomly pick up a name. Okay? And we will randomly pick up a name that will happen 2 days before the episode. So the episode is on a Sunday/Monday. So we will pick up a name on the Friday. So we will let you know in advance, hey, you're the lucky winner. So we will see you on Monday/Sunday for your live reading. Of course, it's happening live, so everyone can, you know, hear you and possibly see you and things like that. So just be mindful of that. If it's not for you, then don't participate, okay? But you can ask questions. They're always like good questions. It doesn't have to be like super personal. It can be a question about things that happen in your life. If you don't mind that, that's great, you know? And we always go into sharing in a way that is respectful of privacy and things like that, you know? So it is just embracing it if you want to receiving a 3-minute reading that's going to happen live. It's very exciting. I love doing those. I haven't done those in years. So yay, it's going to be absolutely amazing. And that therefore will be happening on the 27th of August. So Sunday 27th of August, or it means Monday 28th of August. So if you have any questions regarding this episode today, let me know. I will have a look in the comment. Yes, I am the angel behind my human. I love this. Thank you very much, Lilio4444. I love this numerology. Very cool numerology. You can write that, you know, like, I'm the angel behind my human. I'm the angel of my human. And then you can, you know, put that somewhere, you know, like post-its where you can see it. So it's like this really nice reminder. Yes. Oh, and wrapping our arms around our body, our human. Oh, I'm really happy that you liked it. Thank you. Oh, here I see a question. Great. Excellent questions. Are feelings of lack different levels of difficulty to transmute? Or is it simply what we want to experience? That makes total sense. Yes. It is both. It is both. So, what is it that we truly want? We are here. So, the purpose for us to exist, and it's not only exist in physicality, it exists as a unique fractal of source consciousness, is to evolve. So evolution is the purpose of things. And we can choose to evolve through different filters, through different experiences. Lack is one of them. So within the architecture of the human, the multidimensional experience of the human, for example, I could say Sandrine was born in a reality where there is a lot of lack. No money at home, as a child. Past lives with, you know, just like a lot of scarcity because of vows of poverty and so on. A lot of people around her also not much money, lack, also like some lack of connection and other things like that. So I could think that there are many reasons why this is experienced, and therefore I chose that. But the true architecture of that is that this is activated in my field. This is me perceiving that in my field because I am observing that I am living through a filter that is not in alignment with the truth of my own divinity. Because the divine is infinite abundance. The divine is infinite abundance and infinite freedom. Infinite connections as well. Connection to ourselves, connection to our other human beings, connection to light beings and so on. Infinite love. So we observe that this lack is not my heart. It is not the center point of my fractal. This is something that it is being experienced by my human. We could spend years, and it's literally what people do. This is what I have done as well, on why am I experiencing lack? Oh, because of this past life, because of this mindset, because of my grandmother, my ancestors, because of my childhood. None of it matters. None of it matters. It is literally finding justifications to a thing that we don't like. And therefore, we keep on perpetuating that. So yes, to a certain extent, it's interesting. It's interesting to know that, oh, I might be experiencing these feelings of lack because of that. But then what? And then what? What? This is not who I am. This is not what I want. I say, I don't want that. I am abundant. I am eternal abundance. I am infinite abundance. I'm infinite love. I'm infinite connection. I'm infinite freedom. This is who I am. So all the lack is every single day that I choose love as my guiding force, that I observe my human, and that I say to my human, you are not that, let's look over there instead of let's look over there. Every day that I do that and that I redirect my awareness into, look at the abundance of leaves, of the abundance of people smiling on the tree, on the street, the abundance of light that is out there, the abundance of clothes that I have in my wardrobe, the abundance of food that I have in my fridge. Look at that. That is literally the proof that I am a divine being. Because I have all of this abundance, like I have all of these plants around me, I have all of these paintings, all of that, that is the proof that I am a divine being. So when I see that, it's like the feeling of lack is both to a certain extent present as part of outdated programs within my own architecture. And I'm alchemizing that in this life. And I'm alchemizing that by not going down that path any longer, by continuously choosing the other direction. So it's very much like going to the gym. It's exhausting when we are not used to it. Like try to do some cardio when you haven't done any cardio for a year. Like me, welcome to the club. Like, I think I'm just going to die of a heart attack because I'm jumping up and down a little bit, you know? My human feels so heavy. My human feels old. It's like, for goodness sake, no, let's not go down that path. You're going to do it. The same with lifting weights, you know? I started having a personal trainer because my human was lagging. My human was just like moaning my body is in so much pain. He's so weak. He's so old. I'm turned 40 and blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to describe and talk about what I feel in terms of aging, in terms of pain in my body. I'm just going to talk about, it feels very exciting to have a personal trainer. It feels very exciting to feel tired after a PT session. It feels very exciting to do some cardio because every time I get stronger and I get stronger and I get stronger. So now, like after a few months of doing it, it's like I've really changed into my way of feeling about my body. So it's like this training that we do with the body, we need to train that about scarcity, lack, unworthiness, and so on. Because it doesn't matter if it's a fact. There is no such thing as a fact. There is just a continuous mirroring of something that we are used to mirror. Look everything around you that is saying otherwise, and you will rewire your brain. Listening to Abraham Hicks is amazing. You know, I love the teachings of Abraham Hicks for that. Highly, highly valuable. So I hope that helps. So that's a vast subject as well. And we will go into understanding on why some of us, we experience, you know, things that are really not nice, and others don't. And some people have to have it, it seems to have life, much easier life than others. We'll go more into that. Thank you very much for sharing this question. This speaking about the energy of solitude, it seems that solitude is something that is always in my essence, but I wish I would find my community or soul family. Oh, I'm happy also that it makes sense for the previous question. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing this. That's a very vulnerable share. I really appreciate this share as well about solitude, because I feel like you have really put in words what a lot of us humans feel. You know, I can really feel what you feel, what you share, because it is something that has really affected me for a very long time, feeling lonely, feeling like, you know, I'm like nobody understands me and I'm completely lost. And I feel like a lot of us, we can relate to that. So again, we can look at it from different angles, different perspectives. One perspective could be just describing a fact as we get to learn about ourselves. You could say, oh, maybe I feel this because I'm a starseed. You know, a lot of starseeds that haven't had lives on Earth before. There are many, many starseeds that come for the first time on planet Earth, you know, and that's intense. There are also starseeds that have been here on Earth before, but very little bit, you know. So like the feeling of solitude can be really exacerbated. But then we would talk about old souls. Old souls can also feel very lonely because they might have had, you know, like thousands of past lives on planet Earth, but they cannot find their tribe here. They're like in a very weird family, in a weird country. They don't identify with anything. They feel like the odd one out. So I feel like a lot of people on the spiritual path have the feeling of solitude, of loneliness coming up to the surface often. So thank you very much for sharing this. Again, very vast subject of conversation, but just to keep it short for today, try to practice being really at the center point of your fractal, because then therefore it's like your human is never alone any longer, because it has its angel, and your angel is you. And you can also talk to your angel, which is you, the angel behind your human, but the extra angels, because we all have angels, okay? We all have many, many angels around us. We can learn to talk to them every single day, and we end up feeling and knowing their presence. You know, I talk about channeling. You know, I'm opening Iria School of Channeling, so we can learn how to refine that with precision. But for now, it's like focus at the center point of your fractal. Feel that you are attending to your human's needs. So also, when the human, for example, feels lonely, because my human has felt so lonely, like I can share this with you, like last year, my human felt so lonely, I actually had to leave the country. I had to leave to put all my things in storage, to say bye to my kids, not knowing when I was going to come back, because I was so freaking lonely and angry, and I had enough of living in New Zealand. I just wanted to move somewhere else. I was feeling trapped. I was feeling all the bad feelings. So when I left, I was not feeling lonely anymore, because I was always there for my human. It's like, where do we want to go? What do we want to do? Everything is new. Everything is different. So I felt this very huge sense of connection with myself that I hadn't felt in so long, because I was feeling so lonely, so isolated, that no matter the amount of work that I was doing, more loneliness was coming out, because to me, I had to go through a massive purge of that. And so the massive purge came through the exacerbation of that feeling that had been so present, lingering like that for years. So I had like the peak happening, and then I was able to alchemize that. So now, like, I haven't felt lonely ever in months and months. But to be able to really be present for yourself, create special moments. So one thing that can be highly beneficial, they say, is like, for example, you organize a date with yourself. And it can be, for me, it's like on Sundays when I don't have the kids, I plan nothing. Usually I like to plan nothing, because literally I wake up and I feel like, ooh, what do you want to do, human? Stay in pajama, go for a walk, go see a friend, watch a movie, eat all the food. What do you want to do, human? And so therefore, there's this really very strong feeling of connection, because I give myself, I give my human a lot. because the feeling of loneliness that we might have already felt from birth is exacerbated because we are not our angel. We are, if anything, we are our worst enemy. You're not good enough. You shouldn't feel like this. Why can't you get over it? And things like that. Okay, I hope that it helps. Thank you very much for sharing this. We'll go more into these conversations later. Thank you all so much for joining. I had a fantastic time for the very first episode of Quantum Wave. Join again next week. Thank you everyone for watching on the replay. I cannot wait to see every share that you do, because I would love to offer one of you a free mini session at the end of the month. I send you lots of love, and remember that we are the wave. We are the wave of change that we so wish to see in the world. We are the wave creating the ascension process, creating the great awakening. We are the wave creating change. So be that wave in your life, and I send you lots of love. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.